Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Ryan Duperreault has had a long and distinguished career in the global insurance market, spanning more than five decades. He began as an actuary at AIG and quickly rose through the ranks to a senior leadership role. He also led companies such as Marsh & McLennan, Ace Limited, and Hamilton Insurance Group. He later returned to AIG to become the CEO and eventually executive chairman. Known for driving innovation and transformation and his deep commitment to the industry's evolution, Brian now reflects on his remarkable journey in a new book, Faith and Purpose, which chronicles his career and offers personal insights and lessons from a lifetime of leadership in risk and resilience. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best TV. And joining me now is Brian Duperreault, Executive Chairman of Cedar Trace. Brian, welcome. So great to see you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So Brian, can you tell us about Faith and Purpose and the inspiration behind the book?
Well, it's a book about, my life, and not just in the business, but also, personal. And it's written by a wonderful friend of mine, Wendy Davis Johnson, who worked for me several times and wanted to do a book about me. I wasn't so sure that I really wanted that to happen, but eventually, with her persistence and my realization that, I have now grandchildren and it would be good to put this down, to chronicle this. And so I said yes. And we started talking, and now we have a book. So it's been actually a lot of fun to do.
Absolutely wonderful. Well, Brian, reflecting on your career, what moments or values most shaped your leadership journey in the insurance industry?
Well, there's several moments that really come to mind, although there were a lot. But, 9/11 was an event that really shook me personally, shook the company, shook the country. It was really moments like that where, leadership really becomes important. And you need to reflect yourself on what is it that you need to do to show leadership. Whether it's, being strong in the face of this event, or organizing, mobilizing, encouraging, the people to work with you, to go do their job, because that was the most important thing we needed to do. We were all in mourning, but we needed to make sure that the things we did, were done, because that was extremely important. It was an insurance event. We needed to go and take care of the people who were affected by it. So that was one. I think the other is just the whole acquisition of Cigna PNC business that happened before the 9/11 event. And that was a monumental undertaking, maybe a little crazy, but it taught me about how a few motivated people can change the world.
Absolutely. Well, you've led through major industry shifts over the years. How did you stay grounded, and how did your experiences at AIG, Ace, and Marsh & McLennan prepare you to navigate those changes?
How do I stay grounded first? Well, I am as the book says, I'm a man of faith, and I put a lot of, stock in the comfort that you get from that. And I rely on my relationship with God to help me in those situations. So, the golden rule, do unto others, and also making sure that, you realize that they're but for the grace of God, those, my life's been a gift, a blessing, and I have to recognize that. So I would say that's what keeps me grounded. Now, the things that affected me, shaped me, I worked for Hank Greenberg for 20 some years, and it was, those were hard yards, as they say. He's quite a taskmaster, and very driven, and he requires excellence, total effort. And I remember when I was being interviewed. Well, I wasn't there, but I was being considered for the job at ACE, and my friend Evan was asked. I think it was this one. It might have been Marshall McLennan. It doesn't really matter. The question was, can he handle the pressure? And he said, well, he worked Frank Greenberg. You know, the rest is nothing. And in a way, that was true. You know, in a way, it was true. And of course, each day, you know, you come to work and you do things, and some work, some don't. You learn, you move on. And so it's a very long iterative process of developing, you know, the skills that you need to run companies. So I think it took me 20 years to be really ready to run ACE.
How do you see the future of insurance leadership evolving, and what role does purpose play in that vision?
Well, leadership, I don't know that leadership necessarily is evolving. I think, you know, the standards of leadership are pretty consistent. I think who leads, maybe, we're still, you know, quite undiverse in leadership. And so maybe leadership's evolving in that it, you know, let's hope it gets more diverse at the C-suite. But I think the fundamental issues of leadership go back to, you know, time immemorial. They don't really change.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
We talked earlier about the importance of faith. How have faith and family influenced your leadership style and decision-making throughout your career?
Well, you know, when I would speak, you know, you don't have a very many times in your life as a CEO to speak about faith in front of, you know, the people that work for you. It's, you know, you need to be balanced, and not necessarily, you know, in one area or, you know, pushing another. So I would take the opportunity when I first would join the company to do a town hall and tell them about me. And in that way, I could talk about how faith is important to me. It guides me. You know, I rely on it. I rely on God. And so, you know, I think that is one way that you know, I could define who I am. And the other was family. And I remember when I think it was AIG, I went to AIG and I had the same town hall. And I told them that, that, you know, faith, family comes before company. You know, you should always put your family first. And I said, if I find anybody putting the company before their family, I will fire them, because I don't know what other stupid decisions they're making. So I think family should be, you know, paramount. We, you know, it is, you know, the back, you know, it's basically the sum and substance of who you are. It's your faith and the people around you. And that should be your purpose in life. And work should come from that.
Absolutely. In your view, how has the insurance industry changed the most since you began your career?
Well, it's a lot more technical. A lot more technical. When I was at AIG, we had one actuary. Data was hard to get at, hard to manipulate, mostly wrong. Although I'm not sure that's changed much, you know. But anyway, we all complain about the quality of data. But it you know, there were the processes of making decisions were slow, ponderous, seat of the pants, intuitive. Now, intuition in decision making isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it should be grounded in substance. And a lot of times it wasn't. So I think the people who are involved in the business are much more, I guess, quants than they used to be. It's a much more professional business than I remember. And it's, you know, it's evolving also. I think I mentioned diversity earlier. It's evolving to some degree in diversity as well. So it's changed over time. But I think that's the big issue is you know, data and the use of data and the professionalism around that and how one makes decisions. That's really what has changed.
Absolutely. Well, we continue to hear a lot about innovation in the insurance industry today. Looking ahead, where do you see the greatest opportunities and perhaps challenges in innovation in insurance?
You know, I really don't know how to answer this question. I mean, I've heard this same question asked of me, you know, for 50 years. And, you know, innovation was important 50 years ago. It's important now, continues to be important, but it's step by step. So the innovations then are not the innovations of today. They're, you know, their legacy. So I don't really know where it's going to go. All I know is if you stop, then you, as they say, innovate or die, right? If you stop innovating, then I think your company is short-lived. So you know you just have to continue to look at what's available, how it can be used, and not overspend or not underspend. You know, so it's that fine line of, you know, being innovative but not being reckless, going in too many directions at the same time. I think the industry has really just scratched the surface of what can be done with, you know, what we have today, AI, information movements, just scratching the surface.
Absolutely. And Brian, what do you hope readers will take away from the book, especially those just thinking about a career in insurance or those just early in their career in the industry?
Well, you know, I hope they enjoy it. You know, I learned lessons sort of the hard way, you know, trial and error. And so I hope, you know, some of the things that I've done that worked and some of the things I've done that didn't work, I hope that helps them in their own decision making. But I hope it also, you know, lets people know that, you know, you can start out relatively, you know, humbly, simply, and just work hard, and it's still there to be had.
Absolutely. Brian, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. Greatly appreciate it.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you very much.
For AM Best TV, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.